As time has gone on, and as you've taken notice that from the beginning of your conception as a body, in the early days and in the early years, there was much more time than you see now in what you call grace lines and prayer over the body and individual prayer in lines. And those days formed where you're at now. And make no mistake about it, your future will be lined with more and more. And there will be those services in which glory and miracles minister to the body. And what you call grace lines will be the order of the service. But the reason why you have seen a transition of less of that is that I have called you and expected of you a maturing as a body to come to a place to believe me for yourselves and to stand in the gap against those things that in the beginning you could not handle of yourself. You will see in the days ahead a great increase of times around the altar and miracles, but it will not be so much for you, the body. It will be for those who will be brought in. The ones that your confession and the one that your prayers have brought in supernaturally. For I desire a great harvest, saith the Spirit of grace. And I desire to perform miracles. And I desire altar services and grace lines as you've seen before in the past. But know this, the transition has been because I expect of you a maturity. And a maturity in the Word, and a standing on the Word. And as you go forth, and as you possess the land that I've offered in front of you, and you say no to the flesh, and yes to the things of the Spirit, those that will be brought in will be brought in, and much will be added to the church. And powerful, as you say, spiritual services will take place. But know this, that the spiritual services are taking place today. In your presence. And my glory is bringing you and growing you to a higher place in my presence, saith the Spirit of grace.